Great stuff from Calvin Wishart and David Lee Jones Jr. as Georgia Southern claims its sixth consecutive win, 81-70 over visiting Arkansas State. The Eagles' 20-win regular season, only one left at Southern Knot State in 1 week at 5 p.m. right here inside Hanner Fieldhouse. Our coverage begins along the network at 4:30. But on this Ford Locker Room wrap-up, we visit with head coach Mark Byington, whose Eagles have climbed to 10 games over 500 after a sixth consecutive win. You guys played really well on offense, especially in that second half, shooting 69% from the field. But Arkansas State wouldn't go away. They were, I kept saying, a pesky team during the broadcast. But how did you find enough to put them away at the end?
Well, you know what? We were efficient on offense as far as our shooting. But we have too many turnovers. Yeah. And when we didn't turn the ball over, we usually got a good shot or scored. And so that was a good sign. But there's a lot of things we had to clean up. And, you know, what they did in the second half, they got some guys who could really score. They got the leading score in the league. And they got to the free throw line a lot. And we fouled them, and we couldn't kind of get a clean stop. And, you know, there was one possession where the ball was fumbling around, and next thing you know, Cockfield gets a three, and it was right in their hands. It was to two of our guys' hands, and he gets a three over here. And then there was another one to where, it was in our hands, and we just didn't come up with the ball. So come up a couple of those, and you know, we're finishing the right way. But, you know, as a coach, you know, well, I don't think we played our best. But, you know, I'm happy with the win. I'm happy how we finished up. And our guys need a little break right now. We crawled there towards the finish line. We had a tough week academically. This is a long stretch right now that we need a chance to rejuvenate ourselves for this final push.
You talk so much about defense, so I'll begin there. Ty Cockfield came into this game second in the league in scoring at 22 points a game. He gets 17, but he's only 5 of 16 from the field. You made him take a lot of tough shots.
Yeah, I thought we did a good job on him, and he made some tough shots. And he's a talented guy, can get going quickly. And there was a spurt in the second half where it looked like that he was about to go on a run, you know, individually and kind of get him back into it. So, but I thought our guys did a good job with the game plan of trying to slow him down the best we could.
Tukey Brown goes for 17. Isaiah Crawley goes for 15, 12 each from Calvin Wishart and Simeon Carter. But we just talked with David Lee Jones Jr., three blocked shots from a 6-foot backup guard. That's kind of nice to have in the back pocket, isn't it?
Well, let's let that go to his head. You know, he's not Dikembe Mutombo.
Not quite, though.
Yeah. I thought one of them was a really, really like the right play.
Yeah.
And next thing you know, he starts fouling a lot because he's trying to set the career shot block record down here.
This gets you, we talked before the game, it's 20 victories, it's six straight wins, but it's 1-0 today. You've been really good at internalizing each individual matchup. How much has that helped you as you've gone throughout this season?
Yeah, you just have to stay in the moment. And, you know, whether you're on a winning streak or losing streak or you lose a game and win a game, you know, there's a certain point in the season you just got to keep learning and move on and keep learning and hopefully you're getting better. And I felt like we've done that. And, you know, a lot of guys are understanding their roles and understanding how they can play and impact the game and make plays. And so we're figuring some things out. You know, I think it's at a good time. You know, you want to be playing good basketball. Now you're in March. And so we got one more regular season game, and then it's off to New Orleans.
1 week for Southern Knot State. There's a chance that it's for the regular season championship. It's going to be nuts in here regardless. What's the plan? You already mentioned these guys need a little bit of a break, but having the 7 days, what's the game plan over these next 7 days to get them rest, but then get them ready for the Panthers?
Yeah, we're tired right now, and you know, and it's not as it's basketball and academics. Our guys had a really hard week academically last week, and so they were up studying and papers and things like that. And you know, people forget that part of their life. You know, they wonder sometimes why a guy's out of in the game, and you know, he had two papers due and a test and everything on the same day, so. I think we just need to catch our breath. So what we'll do is we'll have off on Sunday. We're going to practice hard on Monday. We got to fix some things. And then I'm going to give them off on Tuesday. Then we'll have 3 days, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, to try to get ready for a good Georgia State team.
Mark, great stuff. Thank you very much.
All right. Thank you, Danny.